The Quickies on In.com.
It's Quickies O'Clock, only here on In.com, where you get your daily dose of entertainment updates and gossip. My name is Arjun and let's jump right into it. One of the much-spoken projects of Bollywood has been Brahmastra, which is currently in the production phase. Last month, the entire team, including Ranbir Kapoor and Alia Bhatt, were in Varanasi to film the latest schedule. But according to a report in the Mumbai Mirror, Alia suffered a health scare recently and ever since, the shooting has come to standstill. And as per the sources, Ranbir and Alia for the next 3 days were supposed to shoot a song, but that schedule fell through post the female lead's sickness. The official statement of the source to the tabloid was, Alia continued to work but Ayan decided to call off the shoot. The team will now return to the city in November for the song. Reportedly, she will also be undergoing some kind of treatment in Mumbai before they get back on the set. However, Alia's appearance at the Mumbai airport yesterday didn't really give that kind of vibe, since she was not only looking fit and fine, but her fashion game was strong too. To add to this confusion, Ranbir and Alia both exited the airport together, but parted ways right after. So looks like all of this reported information will have to be passed off as a speculation for now, until there is an official word from the concerned people. But if the news is true, then get well soon, Alia. It has barely been 2 days since India beat Pakistan by 89 runs in the ICC Cricket World Cup, and while Indians couldn't be happier about it, the players of the Pakistan team have been facing some serious heat off-field as well. Their fans were extremely disappointed with the outcome and blamed the defeat on lots of things, like the fitness of the players and the captain's zero interest in the game, especially after he was caught yawning on field during live broadcast. Another backlash they faced was because of a video that went viral. It had Sania Mirza, her husband Shoaib Malik and a bunch of other Pakistani cricketers at a shisha place, allegedly a night before the World Cup tournament. And for some weird reason, the hostility of that video was extended towards Sania Mirza by Pakistani actress Veena Malik. On Twitter, she criticized Sania for taking her infant baby to a shisha place and also visiting a place that serves unhealthy food which isn't good for her better half as a cricketer. Clearly, the ace tennis player did not take this well and tweeted back, Veena, I have not taken my kid to a shisha place. Not that it's any of your or the rest of the world's business, because I think I care about my son a lot more than anyone else does. Secondly, I am not Pakistan cricket team's dietitian, nor I am their mother or principal or teacher. And considering his wife and kid was involved, quite understandably, Shoaib Malik also stepped in and through a tweet requested media and all his fans to maintain privacy and respect in regards to his family. You know, the friendly on-field rivalry is one thing, but including families and children is just not cool. Salman Khan is known for a lot of things, but something that has always topped that list is how close he is to his family, or Khandan, if I may. That is also the reason why he does not live in some fancy luxurious bungalow, but rather a humble apartment in Bandra. And while a lot of people from Bollywood have a personalized theater at home with some really fancy decor, Bhai prefers comfort in his home theater over anything else. Now, I know this might seem a little out of the blue, but his home theater transpired on one of his latest Instagram posts, which is a video of him celebrating his nephew Johan's birthday. The space they were in was quite spacious to begin with, and it had a huge television screen and a lot of beanbags scattered around the place. So it's safe to assume that this is the place where the entire Khandan watched Bhai and the fellow Bhai's Ka movie. In fact, speaking of his residence, in the past he has stated that, I love staying at my flat in Bandra over a big luxurious bungalow because my parents live in the flat above mine. Ever since I was a child, I have taken the same left turn or right turn and I would not have it any other way. And this, I would not have it any other way, seems to be extending to his latest release Bharat as well, considering it is currently moving towards the 200 crore mark at the box office. Given that fun video and Bharat's collection at the moment, Bhai seems to be in a good place right now. You know, there are certain shows that regardless of you having watched them or not, you would have definitely heard about them. Nach Paliye is one such show, and its latest season, that is season 9, is making a lot more noise than usual. The big reason is that this reality dance franchise is being produced by Salman Khan for the first time, and another reason is because of all the Jodis performing on the show. A controversial couple is especially making the headlines for being approached to tango together, Anuj Sachdeva and Urvashi Dholakia. Now, I said controversial because they were lovers from the past. To get more light on this, In.com got in touch with Urvashi and she said, "I would not like to comment if I am teamed up with him or not. These are just speculations. You guys know that I would love to surprise all. To jisko jo sochna hai, wo soche." We then asked her if the surprise involves an appearance with her ex-husband and she said, "You will see me with my next, that is future boyfriend, on the show for sure." In.com then contacted Anuj for a confirmation and he responded with a text message that read, "I have nothing to say on this, I am sorry." The same was then informed to Urvashi and she responded by saying, "Wo bechara meri wajah se pareshan ho chuka hai." She was also candid about keeping in touch with Anuj when she said, "Yes, I believe in coexistence. After all, you are adults and not 15-year-olds. If you're not a fan of Big Boss, then let me tell you that this will be Urvashi's second reality show. In fact, she shed some light on this as well by saying, "I was approached multiple times for the show. However, I did not take it up kyunki mere paas koi baliye nahi tha aur in fact abhi bhi nahi hai." Looks like on the whole, a lot of back and forth is going on here and I guess we will get some clarity on Urvashi's status on Nach Baliye 9. The Indian cricket team stands out when it comes to international cricket, but digging a little deeper, we can find Hardik Pandya standing out within the team itself. Apart from playing some quality and world-class cricket, Pandya is known for some fascinating hairstyles and not to forget his bling quotient, which is quite literal. In the latest episode of Chahal TV, our super funny host Yuzvendra Chahal got candid on the team bus with Hardik. He sat beside the all-rounder and bombarded him with some shiny questions. Chahal noticed that Pandya had a lot of diamonds on him, a necklace, a locket and a diamond ring as well. Pandya gave a little more insight on the ring by saying, "This is specially made for the World Cup. There's a bat and a ball. I've only made the balls seem black. It's usually black." And before he could explain any further, Chahal got it right in there and said, "Taki nazar na lage." And you know, after a fun little banter, Hardik thanked Chahal for hosting him on the show. It's amazing to see that these players are enjoying equally on and off field. Oh, and speaking of on-field, India's next match is on June 22nd against Afghanistan and their chances of winning look super high considering India is currently third on the table and Afghanistan is right at the bottom. So yeah, considering the stats, I should say good luck, Afghanistan. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on In.com.